Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Squat Cobbler, episode 33, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
And I am Mike at Official Pagan on Twitter. And just really quick, it's interesting, this is episode 33. I recently had a birthday, and everyone keeps asking me if I feel older now that I'm 35 and officially running for president. But my answer to that is no. And of course, you're welcome for running for president. But my answer to that is no. My scary age was 33 because that's when Jesus died.
Yeah, we all breathed a collective sigh of relief when you cleared that date because of so many other parallels between the two of you.
It seemed like it was bound to happen.
Yeah, so that's a good date to clear, I guess.
But Jesus, now, like, if I ever, like, I don't, but like if I went to doctors and things like that, I'm sure if I had a physical and they were like, oh, you got to watch out for this, this, and this, I'll be like, listen, I made it longer than Jesus.
At this point, you know, future doctor visits will stop warning about, you know, you need to stay away from crosses. Don't irritate the Pharisees. Be cool. don't claim you're the Messiah. Because you're past 33. You're good. You're golden. None of those are a risk anymore.
Right.
What a relief. All right. We will get rolling on with our recommendations for this week. I think we may have a quick show today. We'll see. I'm going to go with a movie, and I'm going to go with a movie that is in the theaters right now. And that's this is the big test. So I'm going to start to say the name of it, Mike, and I need you to finish it for me, okay?
Sure. Ready?
So I'm going to be...
Yes.
No. I'm going to be recommending Pirates of the...
Galaxy, Volume 2.
That would be awesome. Do you go Caribbean or Caribbean? Which is your preferred pronunciation?
So it's weird because I've heard it both ways. I've seen people associate it with the movie, call it Pirates of the Caribbean. So I go with that because I feel like that's the artist's intended pronunciation, if you want to do it that way.
Is one of those right and one of those wrong, or is it you got your choice?
So I feel like one of them has to be right, one of them has to be wrong, but I don't actually, and maybe it's just because I'm not smart enough, I don't know which one that is. The only reason I'm going with Caribbean is, again, I saw interviews of people involved in the film, and they said Caribbean. So if they're wrong, then it's an artistic choice, and I'm still saying it right.
I'll go with Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men's Tell No Tales is the movie. I got to see it here recently. Mixed reviews. I don't know if I'd even call them mixed. I'd say most of them have been pretty negative. I go back to the very first Pirates movie, which I truly, truly enjoyed. Each subsequent sequel, there were moments of them that I liked, and there were some clever things. But the first one was really kind of came out of nowhere. Super skeptical going into it to go, oh, they're making a movie about a Disney ride. That's going to go fantastic, particularly a Disney ride that did not appear to have much of a story to it. It was a fun little surprise, you know, for the first time we see Captain Jack Sparrow and how Johnny Depp did that and the kind of creative storyline being told there. And it's all over the top. There's highly impractical scenes, things that from a physics standpoint seem a little sketchy, but it's just kind of good, fun, lighthearted, you know, swashbuckling entertainment. So I really enjoyed the first movie. Each subsequent movie, you know, I liked them, but not nearly like the first. This one's doesn't replace the first movie as my favorite Pirates, but I would say now it's my second favorite. I think that there's some nice things about it, so I'm not going to obviously go into a whole lot of the plot stuff for it because I think that would kind of spoil it for people going to see the movie, but it does seem to harken back a little bit more to the first one in some of the spirited stuff between the characters, some kind of fun dialogue. Depp is, you know, he's still hamming it up quite a bit, but it's a Pirates movie, so you kind of expect that. There are these certain scenes, and I won't go into specifics, but there's like, I would say three or four major points where you're like, this is really cool to watch and absolutely impossible to have actually happened. But if you go back to the first movie, there were those in there too. But so you suspend your disbelief, you sit back. It does run a little long. It gets a little bit pudgy in the middle, but they, you know, you always got to introduce a new villain, and the villain, Captain Salazar, that they introduce in this movie, excellent, excellent new antagonist for it. Some pretty amazing special effects they do with him throughout the movie. It's a very strange kind of special effect that's very super cool, but it's great entertainment. Like I said, it runs maybe a titch longer than I would like. There is a bonus scene all the way at the end They run all the credits, and the credits completely complete before you get another little scene. It has been billed as the final Pirates movie, but the last little scene they show may or may not open the door to maybe there's going to be another one. I don't know.
So it's sort of like the final Pirates movie, unless Depp's divorce goes bad.
Yep, unless he needs to kind of reinvigorate the bank account a little bit. It's fun to watch. It was interesting to see because I knew that there was going to be the bonus scene. So I waited through the credits and the digital effects. So they're running all the titles of the different things. And then it comes to digital effect artists was the title. And then, I don't know, for the next 5 minutes, the scrolling of names, like about 2,000 digital effect artist names came up. So there is a lot of CGI in this movie, particularly related, to a lot of things. Captain Salazar, his crew, his ship, and all that, I'm sure is a major, major component of it. But there's a lot of CGI in this bad boy. It's well done, as most CGI is these days. It gets better and better. Won't go into too much specifics, but the trend to kind of let me take somebody and make them look a little bit younger than they actually are. We saw that with Kurt Russell in Guardians of the Galaxy. That happens here, too, and pretty well done. So won't go into any more detail than that, but it's worth seeing. So I'd recommend going to theaters and check it out. You know you're not going to go see the greatest piece of art in the world, but you're going to be entertained. It's going to be fun. There's pirates. What more can you want? So Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales is my recommendation for this week.
Very nice. I have really mixed feelings about these movies, mostly, and I'll be completely honest here in the interest of full disclosure. Obviously, this is what kept Johnny Depp from appearing in my new movie, Murder Challenge.
This had to be. Conflicts, right?
Right. Why else would he pass up on an offer like that? No, I have really mixed feelings about them, even going back to the first movie. I haven't seen them all. I'm not sure. I want to say I saw like the first three, and I don't think I really stuck after that. What movie is this, five?
I think it's the fifth.
Fifth, yeah. So I think the third was the last one that I saw. But going into it, I had kind of mixed feelings about it. One, you already hit. It is based on an amusement park ride. Just like if they were to make a movie about Kim Kardashian. It was the first one, at least. I'm not sure. I know he stuck around for the first sequel or two. I'm not sure if he's still in the director's chair. But it was directed by Gore Verbinski, who I'm not saying is like a bad director or anything by any stretch of the imagination. But he had directed the American remake of The Ring, which I am not a fan of. Not that it's a bad movie, and it's not his fault because it's a good movie. But I was a fan of it because it is a bad adaptation of its source material. And going back to what we had said about like Big Hero 6 and Riverdale and stuff like that, I'm a fan of the source material that The Ring was based on, so I didn't like his interpretation of that. And that's more of a fanboy thing. It's nothing against Gore Verbinski as a director. So I kind of like mixed feelings on it. I do like Johnny Depp. In fact, I would say prior to the Pirate movies, I was a pretty big Johnny Depp fan. My only quibble now with him is more like once he found that Jack Sparrow character that everyone loves so much, I feel like he's never stopped playing that character now.
Yeah, you see undercurrents of it in basically almost every other one of his performances now to some degree.
Yeah, it's sort of like and we use Alice as an example because we both love Alice, and of course Johnny Depp plays in Hollywood Vampires with Alice. It would be almost like if, you know, Alice were to take like his biggest hit and just rework that over and over again. I feel like as an actor, that's kind of what Johnny Depp has started doing. And I don't mean this in a negative, like I'm not trying to like shit on Johnny Depp because I'm a genuine fan. So that's why I kind of wish like we could see more of that diversity again that made him such a great actor to begin with. And I get it. Like if something makes you so much money that you can buy your own island, why fuck with that formula? Obviously is what he's thinking, but I just wish we would see some of the more diversity in the characters that I love from Johnny Depp. So because of all that, I do kind of have mixed feelings about them, and I gave up after the third one. So you're saying that I should come back to it though?
Yeah, I would for this one. I think probably some of the reasons that you packed it in are not present in this movie. I found it very, very enjoyable, and it's getting hit pretty hard in the reviews that I'm kind of like, what do you expect? You know, this is Pirates of the Caribbean. So if it's entertaining, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get a rich, super strong continuity to a storyline. I mean, you're going to get a serviceable storyline, heroes and villains, challenges, and opportunities were moved from set piece to set piece to do something big and crazy and interesting. One of which includes a guillotine, by the way, in this one. So that alone, you know, you get some guillotine action. What more can you want?
Exactly. And in the defense of Pirates of the Caribbean and a lot of movies like it, there's something to be said about something that is just entertaining. Like, not everything has to be deep and insightful. And I'm not saying that, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies couldn't be. I'm just saying, like, there are movies that are just entertainment, and that's okay. You can't overthink everything. And I remember when the first Pirates came out specifically, I read a review of it. I want to say, I don't want to name a name of a magazine, like say it was Entertainment Weekly or Variety or whatever, but it was one of the big like name magazines. And I read a review of it and they were like, this is not an accurate depiction of what pirate life was like. There was a great deal of murder and rape and they're going on and on. I was like, they understand this is a Disney ride turned into a movie, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they missed the point completely.
No doubt. I do want to come back to the Kim Kardashian ride for a moment. So when boarding that, do they say, please keep your hands inside the Kardashian at all times? Is that how that ride goes?
I would imagine so. And I would imagine, like, obviously there's going to be an officially licensed Kanye West theme song. I'm sorry, Kanye Kardashian theme song for it.
Yeah, I got other ideas, but I think I'm going to leave them.
You're not going to be the bad guy this show?
I'm not going to be the bad guy this show.
It's weird because, like, there are certain movies, and again, like, I'm not a huge fan of these movies, but they're entertaining, and sometimes, like, that's fine. And I would never, ever, ever compare anything I did to a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. But I did do, like, an interview once on one of my projects. It was definitely light on, you know, heavy thinking material. And when I got to do the interview before they started recording, they were just like, hey, listen, I was coming into this ready to, like, shit all over this thing that you did. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, I kind of hate this thing. And I watched it a couple times and I laughed and all this. And they were like, and I realized, like, you know what? I forgot about all my problems and was genuinely entertained and laughed at all the stupid jokes for 80 minutes. And they're like, and sometimes that's important.
Yep.
So for all the critics, and like, I'm not a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan, but for all the critics who kind of like shit on these movies, it's just meant to entertain you. This is not a history lesson. It's a ride.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want to think about hard things, you know, there's plenty of that content available daily currently. So you can,
yeah.
if you want grimness and reality, there's plenty of doses out there. So every once in a while, a little escapism isn't so bad, as long as it's done well. And I personally think they did a nice job here. Still think the first one hit the notes the best, possibly because. Maybe this should only have been one movie. You know, maybe I know that it's right. Rang them up a lot of money, but this one does not feel simply like a run to the bank to say we need to cash in some more. So I enjoyed it. Check it out. Be interested to, if you disagree with me, let us know in the comments.
Well, I think that's an excellent recommendation, sir. And mine is pretty short this week, so I apologize to everybody, but I think you'll enjoy it. Kelly, do you remember a radio show called Snark Aleck Radio?
Yes, I from the 40s, maybe?
Something 50s? Like that. It was definitely back when the world was in sepia tone. There was a show called Snark Aleck Radio that Kelly and I were both on, which is pretty cool. And since that show has gone off, we have done a handful of reunion episodes. And at the time we're recording this, this is actually the day after our last reunion episode of Snark Aleck Radio. And we reunited with our former co-host, Mr. Tony Solo, and our frequent guest, Dylan Lang, who's also a really good friend of ours. And he's got his own whole like universe of shows online. He has Dylan Knows. He does his comic haul. He was doing a show called The Assistant, which was awesome, and he needs to bring that back. And he did a Dylan Knows Movies thing that I believe there's only one episode of, and I'm on it. So you guys definitely need to check that out. So there's like a whole thing that they do. But when we did this reunion episode with those guys, they sort of hinted that maybe Kelly and I weren't bringing the same caliber as they bring on the show they do together called The Snooze. So that is my recommendation this week, is that everybody checks out The Snooze, because obviously it's more entertaining than what we do. And it's hard-hitting journalism that we could never aspire to be. I'm just, of course, joking around. We love these guys. My recommendation is that you actually check out The Snooze, because it brings elements of what we did with Snark Alec Radio and what the Snark Alecs on Twitter want to see and want to hear and the stuff that they want to know about on a consistent basis. So it's cool to kind of be able to check that out. And then beyond that, you should definitely check out all the stuff that Dylan's doing. But my official recommendation is the Snooze, because, you know, it was suggested that us being on there just made it the Snooze light. So obviously you guys are going to go check out the real thing, not watered down with Kelly and I.
Yeah, I think it was more than suggested. I think it was actually stated.
It was, yeah. It was explicitly stated that it was the Snooze light with Kelly and I on. I'm not saying I'm bitter about it, but I'm bitter as fuck about it.
Yeah.
And you...
Yeah. Because no, how can you add people to something and diminish it? But that was basically the point that they were making, which, you know...
That was definitely the point that they were making.
I'm a delicate flower, and that hurt me a little bit, but...
I understand. I held Kelly all night while he sobbed. I hope you guys are happy with yourselves.
It was a tough time, but it is, yeah, it's a great recommendation, and we will include a link to the channel where you can get to all the previous, it's a monthly show, and so you can get to all the previous snoozes that are out there, and we'll likely include a link to the Snark Alec Radio reunion show, which is a bit of a ride. So as a live show, you're gonna need to buckle up for the show a little bit, I think. It'd be my recommendation but it was fun.
It was a good time. And most importantly, I announced that I'll be running for president. Kelly's gonna be my running mate. I think we really brought some of the important issues to the forefront, so you guys are going to check that out, and you're going to want to see where we stand on a lot of these life-altering, serious, sobering topics.
It'll be great from a historical perspective that you'll be able to see kind of the early formation of Mike's stump speech. You know, he began to work on some of the roads. It also, I liked it a lot because as Mike's running mate, I expect one of my primary responsibilities is to walk back certain statements to find ways to divert from what Mike might say, just to give us some options. And I had ample opportunity that show to exercise that skill set. So that was good.
Yes. Yeah. And that's one of the important things. Kelly is not only the Pence to my Trump, if you will, but he's also a great PR guy. So sometimes when I might step over the line and say something like, I hate Mexico or whatever, he's there to kind of jump in and be like, no, what he really means to say is this. So that's an important thing to have. And, you know, I think we hit some of the other important reasons that you're on the campaign. You haven't done porn. You can pass a drug test. All the usual stuff while you bring your buddy with you to a job interview.
There you go. That's what you get. And that's what you need, a ticket that works together. And I think we've got all the bases covered. So we're good. So,
absolutely.
And keep your eyes out. There may at some point be some t-shirts available. So that you can show your support for the Blinsky Tool ticket. We'll keep you posted on our progress on that.
Absolutely.
All right, social media recommendations. Do you have anything for this week, Mike?
Well, I mean, since we were talking about him, I guess I'm going to have to recommend Tony Solo, so you can check him out and just see him do this better than we do.
Yep. Yeah. See the unlight version.
The full darkness? Full-bodied.
The carbohydrate-saturated show. I don't know. But, so excellent. Good recommendation. I'll include Tony's Twitter handle and his YouTube channel, too, because that's where you'll find this news. My social media recommendation for this week is a search engine is called DuckDuckGo. Let me pronounce that slowly and clearly for all of you. DuckDuckGo. That's DuckDuckGo. They're positioning themselves to say, hey, we're a search engine that doesn't keep all the data about you and sell it to people. You might be familiar with other search engines that may or may not be kind of tracking you a little more closely. They're kind of saying, hey, all we do is search and we don't mess with your data. So it's not a bad little search engine, depending on how much the Googleplex freaks you out. You know, it might be a good search engine to give a shot, but they're out on Twitter. They're going through it and they're at DuckDuckGo. So
I use DuckDuckGo on my computer that has a Linux operating system on it.
And do you like it?
I do. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we'll the Twitter account for that. And then of course, include a link to DuckDuckGo as well. And you can search on Snooze Light and find pictures of Mike and I, things like that.
You want hard hitting news? You're not going to find it here.
Yep. the anti-search. There you go. Couple recommendations for you this week. You've got some web shows and a movie to go see. So get on that. We'll be back next time to talk about our good friend, Mr. Cooper. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. And there's a lot of Scooby-Doo porn in general that I didn't know existed until the last couple weeks.
You must be so proud.
I'm just proud of myself that I got through my entire recommendation without using any objectionable language.
Okay. Want to be cool like Alice Cooper, do coke.